It's budget day today, and I've spent most of the afternoon talking to publicans and cider drinkers and cider makers who are understandably pretty narked about the 10% tax duty hike. There's some good stuff in there and some bad stuff in there as well. For people like me, it's great news about the stamp duty, as I will be a first-time buyer one day, except that it doesn't actually fix the problem where I don't have a deposit and the banks won't give me a decent mortgage. So, you know, it isn't going to help everyone. Other than that, I've been thinking an awful lot today about authenticity in social media. We build ourselves online. We build personas now in a way that we didn't used to. I've had a personal blog on and off since about, I think it must be about 2003 when I started the first one. But mostly pseudonymous and mostly only read by people who knew me in real life. Or who'd read my writing and wanted to get to know me a little bit better. And there were often places where you could be very honest. It used to be that you could be very private and very segmented about what you chose to blog about how your online persona came across. Whereas now with Twitter and Facebook and an increasing number of things, like Audioboot, that let other people into your private lives, there's much more in the way of person online. And then that's led me on today to thinking, well, what happens if I tweet and say I'm knackered? What happens if I tweet and say I'm sad? What happens if I express an emotion through Twitter that is perhaps not congruent with the personality that I've evolved on there, that perhaps doesn't entirely fit? It's just a question, and one that's been mulling over in my spare time between cider. It's something that was actually raised at the S10 conference by a woman called Molly Flatt, who did a very, very interesting talk, which everyone should go and find the video of. She runs an ad agency called a word of mouth agency called 1000 Heads. They have a very interesting approach, and also she's a massive comic book geek, which always makes me happy.